This is Spins Fully Charged Recharged.
Welcome to Spins Fully Charged
Recharged. Let's go.
Callum's been away for the last couple of days working in a different radio station, The Big Cheater. Mm-hmm. And it's a radio station that I worked in a long time ago. So I have a few questions about the office and things that are different now.
Okay. I was in iRadio in Athlone in the middle of a business park.
All right.
Just outside Athlone town. Mm-hmm. Is it technically Athlone?
Yeah.
I feel like we crossed the county border when...
Well, Athlone's not a county, it's just a town. Two counties are Roscommon and Westmeath.
But the town is in both counties.
Yeah, across the Shannon.
So that's weird.
It's crazy over there.
It's very Midlands.
It's the wild Midlands.
Mm. Yeah.
Okay, question number one. Coffee downstairs. Still good crack? You got a sausage roll.
Yes.
I told you to get a scone. They're the best scones in the country.
I didn't have the scone. I had a sausage roll on one day and a Danish the next day.
Nice.
Oh, lovely.
After your dog.
Yes. It's
made
important
me think
to
you.
Next question. As you come in the front door to the little building, or the little studio, is there still a couch to the right-hand side?
Oh, sorry. So you're not talking about the actual building.
No,
you're
I'm
offices.
In iRadio now.
Okay, so you enter the main office.
Yeah.
And there's kind of a little reception area.
Yep.
With a sofa.
Yeah, that's what I was asking.
Yeah.
To the left of you as you're standing, save the door behind you, is Ben's now office on your left?
No, Ben is all the way down the back.
Oh, weird. Why did it go down there? Okay, grand. Studios to the left, open desk to the right.
Yes.
Kitchen's still tiny down the end,
very
right corner.
Very small. Looks over a wasteland. Yeah. Literally, I sent a picture. It's a waste. There's nothing there.
It's so sad.
There's a skate park there, and then literally, it's rubble.
There wasn't even a skate park when I was there. Do they still get fresh bread delivered every second day?
No.
Sorry, that's unreal.
Well, I was there 2 days and there was no bread.
There should have been bread on Monday. That's obviously gone since Barra took over. What a shame.
Very much not shout out.
Literally.
They did have a very interesting looking coffee machine that looks like one of the ones that you'd see in a leisure centre where you'd have to put coins in for a cup.
Yeah.
But it was free.
Oh, kind of like in a hospital.
Though. Yeah, like our coffee machine here looks like a little barista machine. Mm. Whereas that one there looks a bit like a hospital coffee machine.
I've actually decided. Sorry, no, you go.
I just have one more question and then I'm good. Where the kitchen is, you can still go across that little pathway and go into the back office then.
Yeah, so that's where Ben, the boss, is. He's in one of the offices out the back. Very out of the way.
Yeah, normally it's the first office in on the left is where the boss would sit. So you're kind of very forward facing.
There's a lot of empty offices in there.
I used to sit down the back.
Okay.
That's where I used to be.
No one out there.
Because I was working in digital as well. So
but
I was kind of in between.
Up the front a bit more now.
Who? Social?
Yeah, yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah. Who are all these sausage rolls and all for? Is there another office in there?
No, it's in a business park. So there's like a doctor's in the same area.
Oh, okay.
It's not just the radio station. Like there's a doctor's downstairs.
The radio station is on the second floor.
And then chemist and everything.
On the two floors below was a primary care center.
Okay.
So there was they have like loads going everyone. On. You'd have like salon services. There'd be loads of like.
It's not a canteen. It's it's just like a Starbucks.
Oh, I was picturing it like a college canteen or something.
It's just a coffee shop.
Right.
It would just be really handy if there was one on the ground floor of this building.
Oh
you know,
God,
that kind of way.
I'd love it. Yeah.
But they were known, they literally had like so many certificates all over their walls for their scones and they were fucking sexual.
Really?
I should have asked you to bring me one back. I actually would have put it in the microwave this morning.
Heat it up.
The only thing that I don't agree with this country is butter on scones. You're wrong. Sick.
You do cream?
Clotted.
I do both.
I would
die earlier. What's there to live for anymore?
I would go butter and jam.
Yeah, I'd go butter and jam, but sometimes if you're somewhere posh and they give you cream, I just get the cream as well. I wouldn't do either or.
Butter, like you're committing the ultimate sin with butter on a scone.
I see your people committed a few sins over here that are worse than fucking butter on scones. And that's all I'll be saying on that.
I've seen Fiona's arms for the first time today.
I know, it's hot in here.
And she's not wearing a sleeveless shirt.
Yes, yeah,
it's a vest.
No, yes, you are.
It's a vest of sorts.
Very inappropriate.
But yeah, I know. I'm sorry about that.
I'd never get my arms out.
But it's just warm, and I wore this. I'm going.
I just mean I hate my arms.
I mean, oh yeah, well, come on, you're lovely and gorgeous
I've
in every
way.
I have
way too many tattoos.
I am going after this with my mom to try on Mother of the Bride dresses for her.
Okay, so your mother will have a dress before you. Brilliant.
Oh yeah. So I was like, I'll wear a little vest, and there you go.
On the hottest day of the year.
Yeah. It works. 1038
Dublin. Emma, Dave and Fiona in the morning.
This is Emma, Dave and Fiona in the morning.
Big.
Your number one hit music station. On it, on it, on it.
Good morning. Hello, it's Wednesday. We're getting somewhere.
Good morning. How are
we
doing?
Not Thursday, though. I met one of the girls upstairs a few minutes ago. She was like, is it Thursday? And I actually was like, how do I break it to her?
No.
I was like, no, Heaps, it's Wednesday. She was like, ah. She just looked really sad.
It feels like that kind of week this week. Like yesterday evening, I was in deep denial that it was still only Tuesday. Mm. And my only reasoning for that is surely because we've been without producer Callum for first 2 days. But thankfully, He's back in the room.
Studio. Callum was working elsewhere during the week at the sister radio station, the absolute cheater.
Yeah, I wasn't on holiday. I was on business. I was on a business trip.
No difference to us. Abandoned kids, mm-hmm. their dad on a business trip.
In a hotel and
there's more of it now.
They checked me in and they asked, is this business or leisure? And it's the first time in my life I got
to say business. Oh my God, that is glam.
I know.
Where you were working, a radio station, a sister station of ours called iRadio, is somewhere where I used to work many years ago. And great station. I'm actually so used to calling it Athlonely that I forgot to say I used to call Athlonely when I lived there. Beautiful spot for a visit. I was in my early 20s. Wasn't the best place to live necessarily. Did you enjoy all that Athlone has to offer?
Well, I didn't go into Athlone Town.
I'm
sorry. I was told that they have
you
the oldest
pub. Just sat by the hotel bar like a seedy lad waiting.
It was on business. I got to claim expenses.
That's what they all say.
Did you not even go into
Athlone? No, because
you didn't go to Sean's bar.
Percy.
I got in late on Sunday night and then I was only there working there Monday and Tuesday, and then my train back was at 3 o'clock on Tuesday, so I only had Monday. And I was at work until 4 o'clock on Monday afternoon.
Yeah.
So then I went straight from work, which was a 4 minute walk to the hotel.
Mm.
Went in the swimming pool for an hour and a half.
Wow, an hour and a half.
My God, imagine those wrinkly toes.
Why are we?
There was a jacuzzi and a steam room.
Okay,
as well.
So say the truth.
And then got my dinner and a little pudding and then went to bed.
Oh, for Christ's sake, you're not a true Westmeath person. You should be out there in Lochree.
Yeah, exactly.
Absolutely not.
Going up the River Shannon, seeing what it's all about.
I will be claiming my expenses for my pudding this afternoon.
Oh, God, he's back.
Company man. It's a spin. Good morning to you. What's the crack?
Everybody is getting on. What's the crack? I know. Everyone has been talking about this, and we briefly touched on it yesterday for Fiona's Final Thoughts, which is an incredible segment just before 10. If you're listening at this time, I don't know if you are at that time, but I would recommend. It's honestly, it's the glue that holds this show together, in my opinion. But at that time, we talked about Cristiano Ronaldo's engagement ring. Well, Georgina, his fiance's engagement ring. A massive plate of a yoke that he proposed with that has gone hugely viral.
I'd say it's genuinely like carrying a weight around.
I know.
Yeah. It's so impractical as well to wear on a daily basis.
I'd be terrified to wear that around.
I showed the photo, like everything, every man in the world is just automatically like, oh, whatever Ronaldo does is so cool. When I showed him the photo, I said, what you make of that? And he went, that's so cool. No, it's not cool, man.
This is just men loving big stuff. And that's all I'll say on that. There's no flair to it. It's not like got any sort of design.
It's almost like he just went in going, give me the biggest thing that
literally
can possibly go on her finger without breaking it.
And I honestly would say, I'd say she's going to need like a little like splint to hold
she'll
it
up. She'll have awful arthritis in
that
finger.
Will now. Honestly, it's going to be a lifelong ailment. That
she's
a lot
of babies changing nappies in that ring.
Oh my God. Imagine the little, like when you get one of those yellow nappies and it getting like caught underneath. Anyway, guys, it's a huge disparity between like what people think it costs. Some people say about 2.2 million, some people say 3.7 million, some people say, okay, easily worth 1.5 million. We're talking in the millions. And I just think you can really show someone you love them without spending that much.
Amen.
If Cristiano Ronaldo really wanted to propose with a large oval object, there are other things he could have done it with, and I would just like to list a few of them just before we wrap up this story for good and move on with our lives.
Thank you. This is great. So, Cristiano, listen up. Yeah, there's
Please,
other things you can do here.
If you want to go back in time.
Also, just to say, speaking of go back in time, you could have proposed before 9 years and five kids in. But
exactly.
You know.
Isn't that what everyone's saying? Oh, the ring gets bigger, how long you leave it to propose. I personally support waiting till it's nearly a decade in to propose. That's how we do it here in Ireland. And then we do our first eye contact 11 years in, which is always a special time. Okay, here we go. Things that Cristiano Ronaldo could have proposed with instead. The original watermelon from Dirty Dance referencing when Baby says, I carried the watermelon. He could have seeked that out. I'm sure it's worth a lot of money, and that would have been really special. Just a twist-in light bulb that you could twist into the ring so it stays in place, and just if ever, you know, you need one, it's kind of handy.
Yeah.
A white Magnum. I got one for the first time this summer the other day, and can I say, nearly as expensive as the ring, and shines as brightly and makes people equally as excited, okay?
Excellent.
The golf ball with the hidden compartment inside it from Happy Gilmore. Happy Gilmore 2 is out now. It's current, it's topical. Mm-hmm. She might like it. The leftover skin from the kiwi Emma eats for breakfast every morning, propped up inside with stilts to maintain its oval shape, because who doesn't want a hairy engagement ring. The entire Watkins Town roundabout, including cars, could be on Georgina's finger as she tries to change her baby's nappies. Mm-hmm. And finally, the Jumbotron kiss cam the affair couple appeared on at the Coldplay concert. That could be there like as a mood ring, kind of.
Absolutely.
To remind you like what not to do.
It could be one of those things like a locket that inside is just a photo of you guys. Or whatever.
Oh my God, ducking and like backing away.
That poor girl, as I said, the arthritis, you'll have to pay for that as well, man.
Honestly, not
woman.
Too creative.
This is Spin Morning. It's Emma, Dave and Fiona, and we've been talking about this on and off for the guts of, what, a year and 2 months, and finally I can say, as of right now, I am Invisalign free.
Oh my God. Woo! Emma Nolan, hugest congratulations.
Thank you so much. I was so excited because I went to the dentist. I'm based in the Red Cow, and I've always kind of just dreaded that spin on the M50 the odd day. It's Three Dental, great bunch of people and all the rest, and to the point where yesterday when I said goodbye to my dentist, I said, do you have any plans now for the summer? Like, kind of sad to say goodbye to her. And she said, well, I'm actually pregnant. And I kind of had a glance and went, you are.
Aww.
And she said, so I'm finishing up in 3 weeks. And I was like, oh, girl.
No
best
way.
Of luck to you.
Oh, my God.
Because you normally have your little chats, you know, once a month or however often you pop in. Started the Invisalign journey, whatever it was, over a year ago now, well over a year ago. But the same girl I'm mentioning yesterday when I went in, and I knew, like, in my calendar, this is the last one, this is the last appointment and all that. And I went in and she said, I hate to break it to you, but I'm not happy. And I just went, oh. I said, how unhappy are you on a scale of 1 to unhappy? And she was like, well, like, they're not perfect. And we could go again for another while. And I said, well, is it bad to say that I'm happy and happy to leave it here? And she was like, the bottom ones could be straighter. And I was like, I'm happy to leave this here.
Yeah.
I think they don't have to be absolutely perfect.
No, you're not looking to be like turkey teeth veneers boy out here. Like,
they are so much better than when they started. I used to have big insecurity about my smile and stuff at certain angles. So I'm delighted, all done. And as I said, I was leaving yesterday. I was like, bye folks. So I had to get my, I'm gonna have to wait and pick up today my my evening retainer now, you know, kind of a situation. And anyway, basically yesterday I was just reminiscing on the drive home down the M50, thinking of all the places that my Invisalign have been, and the journey that we've had together as I've chased them around continents, my house, Dublin, different spots over the last year and a bit.
I'm sensing why the dentist was not happy with the final result.
Naturally, you're meant to take your Invisalign out purely for eating and then brush your teeth, put them back in or whatever. Mm. And when you start off first, you are very strict about that.
Yeah.
You know, you are literally bringing the toothbrush around in your bag. You're bringing your little straw so that your coffee doesn't stain your attachments.
Oh my goodness.
That lasted for me all of 4 weeks. And I went, whatever. I don't know where they are. They're in my pocket. Anyone see my Invisalign? Callum, hi, I've left. Am I Invisalign in the studio? Does anyone see my Invisalign anywhere?
Can you please touch the plastic thing that's covered in my spit and keep it for me?
Yeah, exactly. So I was just thinking back to some of the highlights from our journey together.
Amazing.
The table of several restaurants.
Oh.
So the time when you have taken them out, put them in a tissue, left them on the table, then left the restaurant, moved on with your night and went, my Invisalign!
Oh, God.
And pegged it back to said restaurant, just hoping that they're not in the bin. In those two cases, they were not.
Oh, amazing.
Fair play to those staff members. Taxis, twice.
No.
Now, these have both happened at times when I'm due a change in the next couple of days anyway, so I've said nothing and then waited for the next batch to arrive. The bin. The bin is a big focus based on the fact that you don't naturally put them in tissue. I've rooted them out of my mother's bin once.
Yeah.
And it was a nasty roast dinner the night before.
Oh,
it was
horrific.
The dog's mouth. Twice.
They love them, don't they?
They love them.
Okay. Obsessed. Again, the spit. They love a human fluid.
I will just always remember looking out the back garden going, the Seamus looks weird, what's going on? It looks like he's got a human smile. Really weird. And one of the big highlights that totally dominated my holiday this year, deep in the sand of an Italian beach.
Oh, for God's
sake. Can I borrow your bucket and spade there? I think my Invisalign are down here.
Oh, my God.
Anyway, we had fun together. Now it's time to kind of manage stress levels. And now I have a big lump of a bar in the back of my teeth. That can't be removed. So
and
we're
that's
laughing.
There forever, yeah.
Shinee, me and this little bar, yeah. It's a nice one. I think the bars have upgraded since I last had one. I had a bar in secondary school and it was a thick old bar behind my front teeth. This is a little kind of fun to touch with your tongue wire.
Oh, that's a bit of crack there. Let's make dentistry fun.
Yes.
Okay.
It's good crack. Shinee, job done.
Congratulations.
Thank you so much,
and
guys.
And to your dentist.
Thank you, guys.
Recharged.
Hope all is good. Getting on really sad news. My favourite podcast, obviously listen to radio first, of course, and I know podcasts are killing us slowly, but this is just one that I like, that I'm willing to fight against forever. Celebrity Memoir Book Club, which is an incredible podcast by these two American comedians, is coming to an end.
What?
I feel like they've kind of ran out of memoirs.
But
do you know what I mean?
There's going to be more. I know the concept of this podcast, I've heard about it before. So if you don't want to. So, for example, Matthew Perry's book, for example,
yes,
when that came out, I remember people talking about
that
it.
That was the first one I listened to of this.
Same when I heard about it.
It's like if you don't like want to like potentially buy or like waste your time reading these celebrity memoirs, because like they're often not great, these girls read it and they're two comedians and like, you know, they take the make out of it and they just make it fun and it's so great. But like, say in the last few weeks it was kind of like, okay, who are these people?
Oh, sorry, are they under like it's a shame that they feel like they have to do it weekly. It's more like wait and then strike when
they
aren't.
Wait till a big one comes out. Like, I know when like, say, Prince Harry's came out, like they were like frantically like reading it so quick so they could get it out.
Also Britney's, wasn't it?
Britney's as well was such a big one for them. All of Katie Price's like million autobiographies, which was iconic. You know, Katie Price, like Jordan.
Of course, yeah.
So like they obviously have no idea of like the UK mag lore. So they were like, what is this? Which was like a really good culture.
That's a really interesting. Yeah, exactly. Really interesting take.
It was
we're
deadly.
So used to the poor girl getting so berated.
Exactly. But yeah, the last ones I'm like, who are these people? Like, no offense if this is you. Kelly Oxford, Megan Rapinoe, Kim Gordon, Sarah Wynn Williams. I don't know. A scrape in the barrel. Like, I haven't listened to a few of these. But the last one that they're doing is Alison Stoner. Now, if that name doesn't mean anything to you, it's the middle cheeky girl from Cheaper by the Dozen and the little girl who danced in the Missy Elliott Work It video, who is now a non-binary icon and will be telling their stories of child stardom, which is always my favourite.
That's interesting,
so I will actually listen to that one. But RIP, they're coming back with a new podcast at the start of September, I think, so I don't know what it'll be about. Probably general pop culture, which I love.
Also interesting, yeah, but the thing about it is, it's not one of those things that has to just die. It's like, we'll retire this till there's something big to talk about again.
So true. You know, I'm like, sure they'll bring it back like as a special if someone, I don't know who, if I bring out my memoir, they'll be like, quick, let's do it.
The other thing to say is as well, I like that instead of dragging the arse out of it, it's good to be like, let's leave this
let's
on a high.
Let's finish on a high.
Yeah, because there's too many podcasts around you. Hang up your boots if
I
you've
love
had
it.
Enough.
Exactly.
You know? Totally,
rather
than like, they've done enough of people that we don't know for now. It's like,
for
let's
leave
it here, girls.
Slay to the girls.
Lola Young and One Thing on Spin. It's Emma, Dave and Fiona. Welcome on in to a game where we try to guess your name based on absolutely zero, a tiny conversation with you on the phone, if even, a quick hello, and we try and get mystic and guess your name. It's called That's Not My Name, based on the great song from the Ting Tings, it must be said.
Oh my
and
God,
typically,
shout out to them always.
We play this game normally on a Monday morning, and the last round of this, essentially, we put a few cinema passes on the table, and every week it's not one, an extra two go into the pot. Bear in mind, we gave away 50 IMC Cinema passes last week, which is a reflection of how long it was until we had a win on this game. Dave felt that joy last week when he guessed someone's name correctly.
It was very, very special for us all.
You've been sending your voice notes over to WhatsApp 087 711 1038 saying my name is and your name, and hands on our hearts, the only person in this very room who's heard those voice notes is our producer, Callum. You're about to hear them. Then we'll try and guess people's names, and give away 10 IMC Cinema passes. Shall we give this a crack, Jack?
Yes.
All right, headphones off in the room then.
My name is Denise.
Player one, let's get it done.
Player one, how are you?
Good, thank you. How are you?
How are you feeling today?
Good, I'm on a walk at the moment, a 10K walk.
Okay, a 10K
walk? Wow. 10K
walk.
That's long, girl. Fair play.
Oh my God, who does a 10K walk? Yeah, fair play to you. All right, player one, is your name Grania?
Nope.
That's not your name. Okay.
That's not my name.
Player one, is your name by any chance Rebecca?
That's not my name.
Okay. I love how you are not slowing down for this call at all. You're like, I'm not going to break the stride. All right. Player one, is your name Kira?
That's not my name.
I'm so sorry, girl. Tell us what your name is.
Denise.
Wouldn't have gotten that now.
Damn it.
Wouldn't have gotten that.
I'm sorry, Denise. You enjoy your walk and
enjoy
fair
that,
play.
Girl.
Thank you very much.
Cheers, girl. And bye. Okay, we've two more players to talk to. Let's see if we can get another win 2 weeks back to back on this game. Headphones in the room off again.
Mm-hmm. My name is Ross.
Player two, let's talk to you.
Player two, how are you feeling this morning?
I'm feeling good.
You're feeling good. Ready for the day?
I am indeed.
All right, let's do this thing. Player two, is your name Kevin?
Ooh.
It isn't.
Oh, don't do that to me. That's not your name. Okay.
It is. Absolutely not. Player two, is your name Dave?
It isn't, no.
You're a divil. What's a real divil name? I'm trying to think. Who's a real... Okay. Player two, is your name Connor?
No.
Fine, whatever. What's your name?
My name is Ross.
Your name is Ross.
Ah, yeah, I know a Ross in Dublin School. Yeah,
see.
Big blonde head in them.
Very good. Jeez, what happened with you and a Connor? You said that with Ben.
Okay, listen, Ross, sorry we couldn't do it for you. Have a lovely day.
Thanks, Ross.
Cheers, thank you.
Bye-bye. We must be kinder, though. Actually, I'm just thinking I'm getting angry when people say no or isn't. We normally play this game on a Monday.
Fair.
And typically, when we don't get your name correct, you say, that's not my name.
I guess we weren't clear. My apologies to all players.
To all new players,
Ross.
On a Wednesday morning. For the final time this morning, one more chance to do this. Headphones off in the room.
My name is McQuill.
Player three, talk to me.
What's the crack, player three? How are you?
Good, how are you?
Yeah, good, thanks.
Very nice.
Good.
Very, very good. Player three, is your name Kaylee?
No.
That's not your name. Okay, player three, is your name Niamh?
No.
That's not your name either.
Player three.
Come on, Fiona. It's the last one.
Oh, like I feel like I know you.
Yeah, very familiar.
Is your name Debbie?
No, my name's not Debbie.
Okay. Everyone's loving to say anything other than that's not my name today, which I respect.
What is your name, hon?
My name's McQuill.
McQuill?
Yeah.
McQuill is your first name.
That is a cool
name.
That
is my first name.
That's a cool ass name, McQuill. Very cool.
Thank you.
Can you spell that for me?
Yeah, M-A-Q-U-I-L. It's native from Mexico.
Wow. Deadly.
That is so gorgeous. I don't think my brain is even cool enough to think up that gorgeous name.
McQuill, and we're out here guessing Niamh, like absolute chumps.
I know. And Debbie. Debbie was a good one.
Thank you. Thank you very much, McQuill. I like that one too.
Have a lovely day. We're so sorry we couldn't help you out, but listen, with a name like that, you're grand.
You're helping yourself.
Thanks. Have a good day.
McQuill.
Bye. Do you ever sometimes hear someone's name and go, can't believe they just went with Emma?
I know. I feel like we really tickled McQuill with our basic name suggestions. Could never be me.
I was born in 1993 when the two most common names in Ireland and England were Emma and Jack.
Oh,
like every baby was just Emma and Jack. It's like, what's popular? Ah, that'll do fine. I was the middle child. I didn't really give it much thought.
Exactly. They're like, whatever. I was named after the midwife.
Oh! Yeah. That's cute. I love when that happens.
Because I was meant to be Kira, but my face was too fat when I came out. My mom said she was like, not giving Kira. Real chubby, chubby little baby.
What does the difference does it make?
I don't know. She was like, Kira's a skinny name. I do not know. The 90s were problematic.
The hormones we're talking there, I think. Your chance to win 12 I'm Cinema Passes. We play this time again on Monday. Recharged. David Galicia, that's Beautiful People on Spin with Emma, Dave and Fiona. She's 49 now and seems to have ditched the box on her head, which I like.
Thea, she's 49?
I know, it's hard to believe, isn't it?
No
she's
way.
So class, yeah. Do you remember for ages she'd always try and hide her face so she'd never kind of, you know, get famous from her face? She'd wear this box around. That seems to be gone now. And she was seen in the last few weeks hand in hand with a man 21 years younger than
go
her.
One, see ya.
A fella called Harry Josie. He's from Too Hot to Handle. 28 years young he is. They were hand in hand after a date.
Oh my God, Too Hot to Handle. Is that the show where they weren't allowed, they'd like win more money if they didn't like
do
shift
it.
Each other or touch each other
I
or
think
anything.
Anything that was PDA you'd lose points. Oh, or I think so what happened was there's a certain amount of money in the pot for all of them to win.
Yes, and they lose it every time.
Yeah, and they're the hottest people ever, and as soon as you lay a finger on them it's like, well, that's $5,000 gone.
Oh,
and they're like,
God.
Stop touching each other.
Iconic.
It's actually a pretty cool concept. 1038 Dublin.
Is Emma, Dave, and Fiona in the morning. Big. Your number one hit music station.
Morning, how's it going?
Good. Did you see we were subject to a phishing email yesterday?
Oh my God, drama.
Very dramatic. Probably the most dramatic thing that's happening in studio right now. So this email came through. Did you get it? 150 winners. Congratulations, you are the winner of this week's 150 years quiz. Please fill this form to claim your money price. P-R-I-S-E. Hurry, you need to claim your prize today. Reply now to see what you have won.
Oh, sorry, so a prize nice was spelled as an E.
Claim your pris. Which sounds to me completely unsuspect, I think. Yeah.
I saw this email come through and it's been known that our technology department will send these fake emails out to test us. And it happened a couple of months back where we got one of these fake phishing emails, because if you click on a real one, sometimes they can steal your password or hack into your computers or everything. But it was one sent from our department upstairs and Dave clicked on it and it said, "We got you." Ha ha ha. And he told everyone in the office, he basically ran up and down the office saying, "Don't click this, don't click this. This is a test."
He spoils the survey.
Oh my God.
Not got the computer, or not even the computer literacy, but like the basically to be cautious of not infecting the company.
Of all the people in the office who I thought would fall for a PH phishing email, I did not think it would be Dave.
If
that was one of us, he would never let us live it down.
But that one was obviously a scam. I thought it was another one of those tests because it was glaringly bad.
Well, I thought actually a bit of self-reflection was needed for me, because by the time I actually opened my email at all, I had both emails. The one from the phishing email I hadn't even got to yet because I didn't check my email, and the one saying, "Ha, that's a phishing email, don't click it." I was like, ah, cool.
Yeah, you're like, well, all's well that ends well.
Exactly.
Oh boy.
And Oasis Fever well and truly intact all across the city. Did you see the signs and the billboards and stuff on bus sides and on those rotating billboards being like, "Welcome home"?
Oh my gosh, of course.
We are just so relentless. We're just like, they're ours, their mother's from Mayo. Liam and Noel, welcome
home. The dad's
home.
For me. See, I am going to pass this test. We'll Irish see. On both sides.
Yeah, no, I get that too. But it's just so funny the way I'm like, just say welcome to Ireland.
Yeah, exactly.
Welcome home. Listen, Oasis obviously taken to Croke Park this weekend. It's pretty iconic. One of the biggest music stories of the decade, happening Saturday and Sunday. Callum.
I went on to Ticketmaster just to see if there was any resale tickets. Like the chump I am, there was one ticket available in the Lower Hogan. €550.
Well, Fiona came across one the other day for €120.
And Dwayne's been seeing a few now. He's very good at tickets, but like he saw another one yesterday for like €140. So please, if
you
are looking for a ticket,
would you ask Dwayne to keep a lookout for two for me?
He'll try, but like, I
Dwayne,
mean,
if you're listening,
I've said
would
it,
you just do it for me there?
Dwayne like, is the ticket master.
He is incredible at tickets, but like, if you are like dying for a ticket, please, please do keep checking because you might get one. No, but I just.
Dwayne, me.
I don't want people sitting there being like, and I couldn't even get one because it's like, you actually might if you really, really just give up your whole life.
I'm not spending 500 quid in it
no,
now.
No, there's
but
been ones for like 140, 120.
So Fiona and Dwayne, naturally, you just heard how good Dwayne is getting tickets. They have their tickets for this weekend. And to be honest, it's a farce.
There's a reason why you're marrying him, and I would throw myself at him.
He is so your type, Callum, and I cannot stress that enough. The two of you would be so happy together because I disappoint him on an hourly basis.
On your wedding day, when you have the, if you know anything, why these two can't get married, speak now, I will come running down the aisle. You deserve to be with me.
No, like, I would not be surprised.
Okay, listen, whatever about Dwayne, he's a big Oasis stan, right? He loves his rock and roll. He's a bit of a rock and roll star himself. However, I'm not convinced that Fiona deserves to be in Crow Park this weekend. People have been in the queues. People have been spending their like monthly wage on a ticket. Others would do the same if they could. People would be like, I would remortgage my house for a ticket. A friend of mine's thinking genuinely of dressing up as a guard to get in. Like, people are doing whatever they can to get there. And here's what I'm going to say. We have five questions for you this morning, Fiona.
Gosh.
A bit of an Oasis quiz. And I would like to just throw it out there that if you fail, perhaps you should give up your ticket to someone who listens to this show.
Yeah, I'll definitely consider that. Yeah, it'll be out in the post for sure.
Oasis in a WhatsApp to 087 711 1038 if you would like Fiona's Oasis ticket. Five questions stand between you and the ticket that you paid for.
Oh my Christ. I did pay for it, can we just say?
Question number one, Fiona. We'll start easy and get progressively more difficult. Which Oasis song opens with the line, slip inside the eye of your mind? Five.
No,
four,
wait, stop. Slip inside
the eye of your mind. Three.
I'm just scared I'm going to say the wrong one. Because you're making me so nervous.
I'll tell you what we're going to do. I'm going to need an answer after.
I know. Okay, hang on. No, shut up. Don't look back in anger. Sorry, I know that's the easiest one, but I'm just sweating. Oh my God.
She's gone so red.
Jesus.
And I thought that was the easy question.
No, it is easy, but I just am scared. That is an easy one.
Okay, one for one. If you want Fiona's Oasis tickets for this Sunday, Oasis in a WhatsApp to 087 711 1038.
It's hard when you're on the radio.
Question number two. On the quiz of does Fiona deserve the Oasis ticket that she paid for? Which Gallagher brother was not an original member of Oasis?
Noel.
Explain your working.
Because they originally wanted him to come in as manager. And he said, in a way that I can't say on the radio, I'm not doing that. So.
Fine. Well done.
Now!
The band originally... bonus points. What was the band originally called?
Rain.
The Rain. Whatever.
Oh!
Okay, question number three. What did Noel allegedly throw at Liam during an argument that led to the band's breakup in 2009? What was thrown?
I don't know. I know there was a tambourine thrown by Liam at another time, but I don't know. Sorry. I know that's bad.
Zero idea. Oasis in a WhatsApp. 711-1038.
He threw a guitar. I'm sure he wouldn't. I don't know what it is. I'm so sorry, guys. I'm sorry, Noel and Liam.
It was a bloody guitar.
It was a guitar. Heavy. No. You're meant to be the knife.
Oh my God. I can't believe you winged it. Okay.
Oh my God. I'm sweating.
Our tickets are still safe for now. Two questions to go. Question four.
Mm-hmm.
In an interview, Liam said he'd rather clean what than listen to his brother Noel's solo albums. Was it A, litter tray for a cat, B, the bins on bin day, or C, public toilets? He'd rather clean what than listen to his brother Noel's solo albums.
I'm going to say public toilets.
Oasis in a WhatsApp to 087 711 1038.
Was it the cat litter? Oh, bins on bin day. I can actually hear it in the accent. Anyway, go on. Sorry. It was?
A public toilet in Camden is what he said. Okay,
Slipping
we're into
sad.
The...
Yeah.
Okay, finally.
The cardigan is being unbuttoned.
Does she deserve her tickets to the gig or should we hand them over to you listening? Question five. Which Gallagher brother said the following? You've seen one of my interviews, right? I say what I think. I don't sugarcoat it. I'm like Ribena. Pure concentrate.
I'm going to say that Liam said that.
Please provide the workings of your answer.
Just, he's a bit of a... bit of a... full of himself lot.
I'm like Ribena, pure concentrate.
Yeah.
I'm absolutely... disgusted to say you've gone and done
yes!
it.
Oh my god.
By the skin of your teeth, it must be said. You winged it there with question three and the guitar.
Okay, but the rest of them I knew.
Just about.
Guys,
yeah.
Oh my god, why did the lyric one throw me so
much?
No, but I just, in the moment.
This will play on Sunday and Fiona go, I love Wonderwall.
I got it, didn't I?
Here's Sombra now, this is Undressed and Spin. Recharged. If you've heard the expression or seen a photo of a particular guy and you don't know the backstory, I want to bring you on a little journey about the Ibiza final boss, mm-hmm. Okay? Essentially what happened here, a TikTok video was posted back on the 3rd of August, so just 10 days ago now, by someone online, and it showed a guy dancing really confidently in this like Ibiza club outdoors during the day. And what's kind of sad about this is, first of all, someone filmed him without his consent, right? He was just dancing, having a good time. And I think what this person was trying to do was take the mick out of him, or trying to turn him into a bit of a laughing stock, mm-hmm. essentially. Mm-hmm. And what's actually happened from that attempt from someone turning someone into a laughing stock is such a good one for like the bullies or the online bullies to be like, you tried to take the mick out of me, but I've had such a great time since you did that. Mm-hmm. So essentially, this guy's name, he's a young fella, his name is Jack Kay. He's from Newcastle. And he kind of stands out because his style is very, I want to say, very blunt in style. He has kind of a blunt bowl cut haircut that sits around kind of his head. Nicknamed kind of a mushroom bob. And I don't say that with disrespect, but that's kind of the style
that's
of it, right?
Term.
He has these massive sunglasses, a big chunky gold chain, big kind of swag about him, you know? And basically, he's only, as I said, 26, from Newcastle. And I was reading about this because that video of him dancing in the club went so viral so quickly. And I was reading an article about, if you have your viral moment like that, what do you do? Mm-hmm. Right? So they say you need to respond somehow, really, to kick off there, to continue the virality within 48 hours. But take a second and think what you want to do with this. Mm. So this guy obviously got onto an agency being like, what do I do here?
Slay.
I presume, you know, or got some advice, right? So he took some time out and came back, obviously, with a, I'm going to own this, right? I'm going to own this and I'm going to come back. So he set up a TikTok account, sorted out his Instagram account and introduced himself.
I'm the Ibiza final boss, Jack here, get to know it.
Yes.
I'm the Ibiza final boss, Jack K, get to know. As I said, the millions of views on this. There was all these AI remixes of this of his...
Oh God!
I'm the Ibiza final boss, Jack K, get to know. And as I say, launched his own Instagram and TikTok account, immediately got signed by Neon Management. That represents the likes of Joey Essex and loads of Love Islanders, right?
Oh my God, gas.
He didn't have to do a stint on Love Island for 6 weeks and make a fool of himself. He just having a bit of crack in Ibiza and straight away he got signed up. And as I said, all this coming from the idea of someone trying to take the mick out of him. He teamed up with Carno Beats and they're looking for chart success and a number one in the UK with this song called I Beat the Final Boss. It's a banger.
Final Boss, get annoyed. Your bird listens to the Beat the Final Boss.
Sorry, hooked to my vein.
Oh my God.
Apparently that is all over the clubs in Ibiza at the moment. That song is like of the summer in the Ibiza.
Oh my
club.
God, Jet 2 Holiday Girl, he is coming for your bag.
Yes, 100%. Booking.com have come and offered him a free stay in Ibiza for the rest of the summer. Recently to celebrate, I don't know who sponsored this particular one, but he hosted a lavish party in a 9 million Ibiza mansion. He got flown over to this mansion in a 5 million private jet.
Stop.
The party had like DJs, bikini models, another different mini boss performer who took to the stage as well. And his fame tested his personal life, because I remember watching this kind of blow up online. And his girlfriend, he's been with someone for a long time or whatever, was in Ibiza with him. I think they had a rocky few days, but they're back on.
Okay.
Good.
Oh, grand.
He must have just, the fame must have got too big. And then he was like, whoa, whoa, whoa.
Jesus.
Get to know, I'm Jack K. You know, or like.
I hope she brought him back down to earth.
I think she did.
Firmly.
But the summer will come to an end. You get your 50 minutes of fame. You might as well have a bit of crack with this.
Yeah.
He'll probably do a lot of club appearances, and some like tabloids are looking at this going, if he continues the season in Ibiza with club appearances, he could make 40 grand plus in the next few weeks.
What?
Just from showing up at a club going, I'm Jack K, get to know, and then.
Oh my God.
Your bird listens to the Ibiza final boss.
Here we go!
Sorry. Unbelievable.
It's so good. It's so good. A lot of people are making cupcakes with his face on them.
I was going to say, this is the only thing I've seen of Ibiza final boss. I have only seen the cupcake be made. And like, I was like, who is that guy? But I was like, pop off, I guess. So now I'm up to speed, thankfully.
I feel like sometimes you'd be raging. I'm like, I dance like a 75-year-old woman. I wish when I was in Ibiza, someone got a video of me. And I was really famous from just throwing a few shapes in the nightclub, you know?
You're just one point of an iPhone away from that ever happening.
That's so fair. New Irish music now from the brilliant Kingfisher. This is called Diamonds and Roses on Spin.
Spins fully charged. Recharged. Emma was just talking there about the Ibiza final boss, the lad who has gone viral for, I don't know, what's he been doing? Shaking his arse in Ibiza. And now he's like been signed to like a massive agency, and he's getting his bag, and he set up all his social media accounts so he can do everything official.
He's even released a song that's all over the clubs in Ibiza now.
Yeah.
Final boss, get annoyed. Your bird listens to the Ibiza final boss.
Woo! Shout out.
And so good.
And Sarah Jane texted in, guys, I turned on the radio at the most random point and thought Emma said she set her fella Jack up a social media account and he's the Ibiza final boss.
Oh, I wish he was. I'd be in Ibiza right now.
To be fair, he is English.
Yeah, he is.
So,
yeah.
I mean, oh, there's got to be only like two lads over there,
Sarah,
right?
Sarah, did you think it was him?
Jack here, get annoyed.
Oh my God, yes, so fair. Such
that
a fair
is kind of his vibe.
Oh my God, I'm actually fuming that he's not. I want to go to these parties. I want to be in Ibiza.
All right, this morning I am asking you on the show, should I get one of those no junk mail signs for my letterbox or not? Please let me know. 087 711 1038. Should I do it or should I not? Look, I'm not trying to hide the fact that I am getting older. I'm getting on.
I think
years.
You age yourself way too much on this show. You're only a young one.
No, like, I am. I'm obviously very young, youthful and cool. And I'm fine with the age I am. And that's why I violently tape my face up every night with silicone scar tape to prevent the signs. But I've always thought these signs are for grannies. But
what are you doing?
If I haven't availed of the specials that are on at Four Star Pizza by now, I'm probably not going to.
Understood.
I don't think I need another leaflet. I know the local Chinese takeaway menu off by heart. I don't need it physically brought through.
You remind me of that episode of New Girl when Jess just gets so angry because they keep delivering the junk mail to her door and she's like, think of the planet.
Think of the planet. Please do think of the planet and think of my recycling bin, because that's already chocolate with all sorts. And I feel like the junk mail, I don't know if it's like particularly around me, but it's out of control. And like, I come home and you can't open the door. There's like stacks and stacks of it, like pizza takeaway menus, random crap, little vouchers. Yeah, to be fair, they're handy. You know, leaflets from political party with the same initials as mine, which just say, I'm not going to vote for you. So please stop canvassing me. And I've been toying with the idea of just delicately, maybe with a bit of super glue, gluing a no junk mail sign to my beautiful letterbox.
I did say a few minutes ago, why do you age yourself? You're only a young one. I kind of take that back.
Look,
imagine you actually saying to yourself, like, I'm so cool, I finished my job, it's Spin, it's loud. And after work, you're like, I have one job on my list today. It's not to go to Pilates or get a Frappalappuccino or...
Well, I do those bits first.
Follow Harry Styles around Ireland. I need to go and find a no junk mail signed.
Now, where would I be getting that now? With a local DIY shopper, will I get it on the Amazon or the the AliExpress or where?
I might see if there's a bit of yarn. I wouldn't mind a nice scarf for the winter. Do you know what I mean? That's what you're doing there.
I mean, that would be a long-term project, but this is just to simply glue it on. I wonder, do they work?
Okay.
Will I look 90? Everyone else on my row of houses, by the way, is 90. So I feel like I'd just be blending in and it would be, you know, okay, I'm home.
It does make you look like a bit of a passive-aggressive bee to have one on your letterbox. However, I will say this. I naturally do not own my house and there's just one on my letterbox already.
Yeah.
And they do not work. I sat on the couch the other day with the dog and I was just staring out the window, watching the world go by, and up walks a lad literally in front of me, like literally a foot from me on the other side of the window. As I was looking at him, there was a no junk mail sign on the letterbox and in he popped.
Wow.
Whatever he popped.
Maybe so, you just have to be brazen if you're one of these leafletters.
Can I ask you a question with your road of you and the 90-year-olds on your road?
Shout out to all.
Do the 90-year-olds have no junk mail signs on your letterbox, or would you be the first person?
No, I know my immediate next-door neighbours do have it,
okay,
for sure. And then some of the others I actually haven't properly observed, but they definitely have one.
Okay.
To be fair, the people living next door to me are a group of young lads. They don't have one.
Okay.
But I'm like, I know you don't like the junk mail either. You're sustainable kings. You've got loads of house plants.
Mm.
I'm sure you don't like all these trees being cut down.
Mm-hmm.
Why don't I get one for everyone on the row? Okay?
I live in an apartment block and we have a mail room of like 50 postboxes.
Yeah.
And on some of them, they say no junk mail. And I've been in there before when the junk mail deliverer has been junk mailing.
Mm. And they don't care.
They just go, one. It's a well-oiled machine.
Yeah, it is. They just get the job done. Everyone's got a job to do. But in general, it's so pointless. If you really want to get into people's feeds, you do a little thing called geotagging or whatever it is on Instagram and you advertise based on location.
Exactly.
If you're based in South Dublin, throw 50 quid behind a post saying that you've got a deal on your pizza tonight and throw it onto everyone's Instagram
literally
feed. Save the planet, guys.
That's what I'm saying. I feel like you'd be a bit of a no junk mail.
Accept it.
You just accept defeat. Yeah.
Because I'm not ancient.
All right, okay. I know. And I tell Dwayne, my partner, every day, I'm like, get rid of these. And he's like, yeah. He just doesn't care about it the same way as me. I don't think he wants to ruin the aesthetic of our beautiful pink door by getting this. So it's causing a bit of argy-bargy at home. So please let me know. Voice notes welcome also on this. Should I get a no junk mail sign or will it make me look like a granny? 087 711 1038.
It's Emma, Dave and Fiona, and Fiona came to the show this morning asking a question. Should I get a no junk mail sign for my lovely door, my post box?
It's what all the kids are talking about.
She's getting a huge amount of junk mail through the door and she's aging herself quite a lot in this morning's show. Her partner Dwayne does not want to get one as they have a lovely door that they're very proud of. It's pink. Sorry for doxing you again.
It's grand. I do it enough myself.
Basically, we're asking this morning, what's the story with them? Would you, should she go and get one, etc, etc. Carl is standing by. What should she do here, Carl?
Yeah, print out a pink no junk sign and then put it on the door.
Problem solved.
Okay. Match the door.
Okay.
Yeah.
Print out a pink one.
Yeah.
Oh, very good.
And then you also don't have to go through the embarrassment of going to buy one.
Exactly. And I can use the office ink because I know that we have loads of reserves of pink. Gorgeous. Okay. Stunning. So just an A4 sheet.
Thing.
Sponsored by Spin. Oh my God. Yeah. It can be Spin branding. That's actually, I think, a good product for our listeners.
No
junk
honey.
Mail signs. I think that's what
don't do. Oh, I thought you were going to say, I was like, don't dox yourself anymore. You've already given away way too much about where you live. Carl, thanks very much.
Thank you, Carl.
All right. See you. Bye bye.
I'll just get a Spin branded one. No, Fiona.
A spinny lives here.
Carmen was on as well.
Hey guys, first of all, love the show. I've been listening forever.
Aww.
Fiona, I feel like we might be the same age. I hate those leaflets and they shove them in anyway with if you have one of those signs. So I ended up getting a postbox where no one could put anything in except for the postman.
What?
Changed my life. Love you.
What?
Sorry, you're an absolute darling, number one. And number two, how do you, what do you mean?
Like, does the postman have the code?
Does he have a key? How does he or she know that?
I need more information about this now. And what about the DPD man?
There's so many
questions.
You
have to be giving that away to a few heads now.
We have a lot of questions for you, Carmen. How do you do that? I'd
love
to know.
Sorry, I'm obsessed. Carmen, get back.
I do think, though, Fiona, the general consensus is get one and they don't really work.
Yeah.
I witnessed a guy look at mine the other day and just continue to put stuff in. So I wouldn't go through the I'm 90 embarrassment of going to buy one. Just don't bother.
What if I tried to like make it a bit more cool phrasing? Like, what if I, instead of no junk mail, I had a sign that was like, here, get away from me, box. and it was just like at the letterbox.
I actually think I'd be, if I was a junk mail person and I saw that, I'd be like,
you know what, fair enough,
I'm not going to, I won't give it.
If you had a sign and it was actually just on the front of the gate and it was like, get out of this garden, you know, good stuff.
Yeah.
Or just get up out of that. I started with the funniest. Or as Callum suggested, I could just stay by the letterbox all day and bark. If someone comes around,
like a dog.
Because my dog doesn't bark.
She'd be like, oh, hello, ripping up those junk mail signs for you to clean up later. All right.
So I don't know, much to consider. I might have to get creative with this. 1038. Dublin.
Emma, Dave, and Fiona in the morning.
This is Emma, Dave, and Fiona in the morning. Your number one hit music station.
Let's go. Good morning. Hello. There in the news, you obviously heard, if you were listening closely and paying attention.
Which you should be. It's the news bulletin.
Well, Alex was talking about very serious things like Taylor Swift's new album. It was announced, obviously, we talked about it in yesterday's show. It was announced like 5 o'clock Irish time yesterday morning in a clip on her fella Travis Kelce's podcast that the new album is on the way. And the fandom around Taylor, obviously, you know what the crack is. It's out of this world. And people saying she loves an autumn album, all the rest. We were kind of discussing it on the show yesterday, Fiona, in terms of like the girl just can't take a minute. Like she just constantly needs to be making headlines and doing big things.
Yeah.
Honestly, lads, if I had made a tenth of her money, a hundredth of her money, I'd be like, I've enough
just
done
take
now.
A step back.
I'm grand. Callum, are you buzzing for the album? You're obviously such a Swiftie. Do you care anymore?
Kind of a little bit, just like
jaded.
I was kind of comparing it into my head. Ed Sheeran was massive for ages, and he did like the whole, it was the Blue Album, X Times.
Yeah,
that
there was,
one. Yeah.
There was definitely a time where everyone just felt a bit jaded from Ed, and he needed to go away.
He did the Divide album, and he was everywhere, and then he took a couple of years out and then came back with Bad Habits and everyone lost their mind. I think that I love Taylor Swift a bit.
Yeah.
But just take the whole year off. Come back in January.
It's a struggle because at the moment, and not just with Taylor, with all pop stars, we're living in the age of strike while the iron's hot, like get that second album out. You see it with Sabrina Carpenter and stuff. Like we're not living in the time of take a break. But she never has. She's never lived in the time of take a step. Maybe after Reputation, will we say?
But like, now, is it also for fans, it's such an interesting way to deliver the news. Like, will I, out of just curiosity, because they're such stars, listen to the podcast and hear how they engage with each other? Like, who's ever had the privilege of hearing, like, Brad and Jen in their day on a podcast setting, hearing how they, like, get on with one another?
You know,
but they're cementing themselves as, like, even more so as the big Hollywood couple. And I don't know, maybe it's kind of dangerous to play with that too. I don't know.
I think it's kind of cool, but I will become insufferable come October. No matter how I am now, when that album is out, I will be taking days.
Callum's going to be in his showgirl outfit.
Here I am!
No, this is not
He'll wear nothing but orange for the next 12 months.
Emma, Dave, and Fiona are on Spin.
Your number one hit music station.
Spins fully charged.
Recharged.
What's the crack?
Big news for me this week. Well, if you follow me on Instagram, you might know I had a bit of a disaster with my wedding dress journey yesterday. But I had to abandon that. My wedding dress got delivered in the post. It was left behind the black bin, as all great wedding dresses should be. And
Should be something on it to say.
To say.
Do you know what? I'd actually rather you leave it under the car.
Maybe leave it behind the green bin. Do you know what I mean? Let's keep it a bit classy. I'm getting married in this thing.
Yeah.
Anyway, I'm not happy with it. I won't be wearing it next. But then I had to get over that fear because it was, or like that disappointment, because it was time to go and register my intent to marry.
Oh God, it's so official.
I know. So I honestly learned about this from doing a call out on the show a few weeks ago.
You would have shown up at your wedding day being like, we actually can't marry you. Let's do this thing.
But luckily, when I did a call out of I'm violently unorganized for my wedding, what do I need to do? Someone said, well, you need to register your intent to marry. That's like, you guys, you might know it as getting the green book, which is like people always put up an Instagram story after they've done it. You go to this office.
I have to be honest, not once have I ever seen that on anyone's Instagram or never heard of the green book.
Really? I'd only heard of it because my sister had done it. But basically, within 3 months, like 3 months ahead of your wedding, you have to go to this office, to this lady. Our lady was called Yvonne. Shout out. She was honestly the best. And you have to say when we plan to get married, and you have to read a list of all the people you're not allowed to marry in Ireland. And of course, in Ireland, this has has to clarify.
Sorry,
I'll just, yeah, I'll just quickly.
Wait,
do
now,
a
you
couple
have
of
to
these.
Read a list
of all the people
you're not allowed to marry,
and it's long. So I'll just do a few of these: your grandparent, your grandfather's spouse, your spouse's grandmother, your parents' sister, your parents' brother, your parents' brother's spouse, your parents' sister's spouse, your spouse's parents' sister, your spouse's parents' brother, your parents. Now it goes. The list goes on.
Did it say something there about a spouse's partner?
Your spouse's parents' partner, maybe.
You can't marry your uncle-in-law.
No, sorry, that was one that really shocked Dwayne. We were reading through these and he goes, I can't marry your Auntie Jerry if I don't want. And I was like, well, no, once we're married,
yeah,
he can't.
Like,
but if he wanted to now, he could.
Ah, that's not fair.
I know.
Some uncles these days are like the same age as each other.
Some uncles are all right.
Yeah, but some uncles these days would be the same age as you. Do you know what I mean? If I fall in love with my... If I fell in love with Jack's uncle.
If you're already married to Jack, you can't.
That's a joke.
I know. It's a farce.
That's very restrictive.
Look, I was upset about it too, but that's why you have to get your green book. There's things you have to learn.
But that's not incest.
You can't marry.
Let me live my life.
You can't marry your grandchild's spouse. You can't marry your sibling's child's spouse. You can't marry your spouse's sibling's child. Okay? So just do bear this in mind if you are thinking of tying the knot.
I need a Venn diagram, but say, for example, Dwayne had a sister that was this... Oh, I can't do the math. Sorry, never
mind. Go on.
Say Dwayne had a sister that was way older than him.
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
And then Dwayne's sister had a child.
Yes.
And the child is total legal age in their 30s and you happen to be maybe in your 40s or 50s.
Right.
They can't get off.
So
oh,
that
no,
would
they
be the
related.
Spouses?
Oh, no, that makes no sense.
That's
no,
actually
no.
not on the list.
No, because it's incest, so
okay,
never mind.
Grant, okay,
I've gone the wrong way.
But anyway, so that's the list. I mean, that's a lot in itself to get through. But okay, so we came into this thing and we were violently unorganised. And you know, usually if you go into like a government type situation and you're not too organised, you're thinking, I'm going to be in trouble. But we come into Yvonne and she goes, do you have your birth certs? And we said, Yvonne, we don't. Because you were... Okay, so we looked it up the other day and it was like, you need your birth certs. And I was like, haven't seen that since 1996. Go on. But then we looked up, you don't have to have it if you were born in Ireland.
Right.
So we were like, okay. And she was like, yeah, you don't technically need it. It'd just make it handier for us. No problem. I'll get it up for you. And you can buy it here as well. And Dwayne was like, maybe I'll buy it. It's only 20 quid. And she was like, you don't need it again, Dwayne. She was really like putting us at ease for a lot. We brought in our passports and like a utility bill. She was like, do you have photocopies of these? We were like, Yvonne, we don't. She was like, that's no problem, I'll get them for you now. We had to sign some stuff. She was like, do you have a pen? We were like, Yvonne, we don't. He said, that is no problem. What's the date of your wedding? I was like, hang on a sec, Yvonne, I just have to check that for you. She was like, no problem, girl. She was like, and you can change it if you need to. And I was like, okay,
you might have
perfect.
To at this stage.
She really, really put me at ease. And shout out to her, by the way, because she just had a grandchild yesterday, Ida, her granddaughter.
Great name.
And very, very cute. And for most of our chat, she like took a call off her husband. And he was like, do you have a couple in there? I'll ring you back. And she was like, no, Fiona and Dwayne don't mind. Are we going to the hospital after work? And then...
But does she know that she can't marry Ida's spouse in the future?
She knows that she can't marry Ida's spouse. Good. And she's not happy about that, but she's trying to make it work as a grandmother.
Fair enough.
So there you go.
And at the moment it still stands, we are less than 3 months and counting, and Fiona has nothing to get married in. She'll be walking up the aisle naked at this stage.
Unless I change the date, Yvonne said I could.
Here's MK and Dior at Spin. Hope all is good. It's Emma, Dave and Fiona and we're here with
Morning.
McDonald's. I often think of people, like think of Taylor Swift, of course, with the Eras Tour and how long that tour goes on for each night, night after night, and the level of fit you need to be able to maintain that on a nightly basis. Unbelievable. And I always think, God, what would my biggest fear be? You know, the way we're all dreamers, guys, you know?
Totally.
If I was ever that talented, what would my biggest fear be on stage? And I think always that... Like, what have you eaten that day? What if you need to go to the loo at a weird time? You know?
I know. That was always the thing with the Eras Tour. When does she pee?
Yeah, because honestly, it's 3 hours long. Yeah. And I am I drink so much water. Never mind if I was singing.
No, you've got your water bottle
now.
I'd be
like, lads, sorry, another pee break. Chat amongst yourselves. Yeah. Sorry, guys, I'm off to the loo again. Chat amongst yourselves. Callum.
Our show is 3 hours long and I religiously go to the toilet at 6:55, 7:55 and 8:55.
Yeah,
I
have to.
It's normally now at this time. I'm starting to burst now.
Yeah.
Holding on till 10. But that's the least of their worries because J-Lo has gone viral again. She had an unexpected kind of onstage interruption during the week. She was in Kazakhstan and this video has gone done the rounds online. Her professionalism handling this situation is top tier. She was singing away, doing her thing, hitting all those high notes. A cricket started climbing up her costume. You can see it and she's unaware at the beginning and you can see this big thing climbing up her costume. Makes its way up her neck.
No.
Yeah. She stayed so calm. Gracefully just gave a little flick. Poor fella. She could have picked something, put him down. And she continued performing without flinching. When she had a chance to chat to the crowd, she said, "It was tickling me."
Oh, and the crowd cheered. God.
I was genuinely with my friend in Limerick the other day and they almost had, like, really dangerous. They almost had a crash because her sister was driving and she swerved because of a bee.
Fair right? enough.
Like, there's some people who were so terrified of bugs that they just wouldn't be able to cope or would scream, you know? Mm. So anyway, she's been praised for just being such a legend. She's just the best, really fun moment, but so professional at the same time. And I had a look. I was like, surely bugs have interrupted a lot of outdoor gigs or indoor gigs in the past.
Yeah.
And yeah, back to the Eras tour, Taylor Swift. She accidentally swallowed a bug in Chicago during the thing. She briefly coughed and then joked, "That was delicious. Anyone see that?" And again, in London, another bug mid-performance that she swallowed.
I swallowed a bug. I'm so sorry. Is there any chance that none of you saw that? It's fine. I've swallowed it.
Sick.
She's so endearing. She's just like us.
And Elton John, this was the big one, the big bug infestation. Oh. We're going way back to 1993 on this in Melbourne. The concert was completely besieged by a swarm of crickets.
Stop.
They were grasshoppers, essentially, okay? And they and you know everything Australia in terms of everything's bigger.
Yeah, of course.
Massive lads.
More toxic.
They took over and like swarmed his hair, his clothes, his instruments, the audience, to the point where they had to cut the show.
What?
Wow. Isn't that awful?
Oh my God. And isn't that so offensive? Because like if it's crickets, it means like there's no response. Like no one's clapping, no one's having fun. It's like, like you know when it's like silent, it's like swarm of crickets. Totally. Like Elton gig was not giving.
Have you ever been on an aeroplane, like you're coming back from holiday and there's like a fly in the aeroplane?
And you're like, you don't even realise him.
Yeah, you're going to land in Ireland. You're going to not know where you are.
Yeah, what are you even going to do?
You didn't even get your passport documents checked. Yeah. What's your story?
The neckie.
It's like the first year at All Together Now. God love them on their maiden voyage. There was a bees hive was aggravated by the main stage.
Oh my God.
It was a disaster.
Oh, we live and we learn.
Mm-hmm.
Get ready. Spin 103.8's golden ticket.
Hey, yeah.
What are kind of signs for you that something good's going to happen? Do you get giddy? Dave used to get really bad indigestion around the time we'd have a winner on the golden ticket. So I wonder, I don't know how your bowels are.
I get
your
a
stomach,
shiver and I have to put back on my cardigan.
Oh, that's just
usually
what happens.
A sign that there's a ghost in the room who's saying the ghost of the golden ticket. Who's a good ghost and who brings good news.
Nice. Okay, that's exciting. We want to get you on a holiday. Oh, thanks to sunway.ie, Ireland's hassle-free holiday company. A week in the sun for free would be just gorgeous. Karen is standing by. How are you?
All good.
You sound way too nice to be a Karen.
You're rebuilding the brand.
Isn't it just awful that the name was so lambasted? It's so, like, if it was Emma, I would have been fuming.
Can you, like, remember the moment that happened, Karen, when it all started going downhill?
Not really, until my kids started saying it to me.
Oh, no.
I'm like, whatever.
Oh, God. Yeah, exactly. Rise above it.
Yeah. Listen, when's the last time you got yourself on a holiday?
Last year we went to Italy in Bella Italia.
Oh, wow.
Okay, but that's a while ago now, right?
Yeah.
High time. Okay, listen, welcome to Emma, Dave and Fiona's Golden Ticket. Have you heard this game before?
Yes, every morning.
Oh, brilliant. Oh, well, you're exactly who we've been looking
for. You're singing from our hymn sheet. Do you know how many seconds go on the clock?
25.
And do you know how many songs and artists you have to guess?
5.
Perfect. Oh my God, Karen, my eyes have lit up with delight. I am so happy to hear from you this morning. Okay, so
I hope it works out.
Hey, just speak it into existence, girl. So you know how it works. Guess the 5 songs and artists within 25 seconds and you will win that holiday to Fuerteventura. Now, if it is a song with a few people on it, you only need to tell us one artist that is on that song. Now, Karen, there is no skipping or passing, but there is a swap. So if you don't know the song, you can shout swap and we'll pause the clock and swap that song that you are stuck on. Don't forget, you only get one swap, so please do use it wisely and you cannot swap the final song. Okay, so we cannot move on until you get the song and artist correct, but when you do, we will pause the clock so you can gather yourself and get ready for the next song.
Does that all make sense, Karen?
Yeah, it does indeed, yeah.
Okay.
Oh my God, she is ready.
Wishing you the very best of luck. Kicking off Emma, Dave and Fiona's golden ticket. If you've been listening, you should know the crack with this song and spit it out as quickly as you possibly can. Song one plays in 3, 2, 1. Start the clock.
Rina Capter, Espresso.
Lovely. She knows the crack, yes.
Karen, excited now. Incredible. Brilliant. Incredible. In less than even 2 seconds, you have 23.2 seconds left for 4 songs, which is incredible going.
You should know there's a rule on song 2 as well, so let's get into that. Song 2 on Emma, Dave and Fiona's golden ticket plays in 3, 2, 1. Start the clock.
I had a bad week, spend the evening pretending it wasn't that deep. You could see in my eyes that it was taking
over.
Slop. Yeah, good shout. I'm like, Karen's too good to be wasting any more time on that. I'm actually glad you swapped it.
I should know the song.
It was a bit of a tricky one, though.
I should know it.
That was Two Step, Ed Sheeran and Denise Chyla, but no worries, we have reset that song too. There is going to be a new one playing for you now in a second.
All right, here we go. Back to over 23 seconds on the clock. It's still all to play for, Karen. Song 2, the brand new one, playing in 3, 2, 1. Start the clock.
Every time you come around, you
Ed Sheeran and Give Up.
Nope. Mm. If things aren't good for you, like
things
smoking,
that you're not good at,
like biting your nails,
you're not proud of.
Oh, Ed Sheeran, I know it is.
Oh, Karen.
Three, two, one.
I'm gonna do something horrible and go. A bad habit leads to late nights.
It was just about to kick into the court.
Conversations with a stranger. That was Ed Sheeran and Bad Habits, Karen. So sorry, girl.
Oh, no bother at all.
It was so nice, Karen, to chat to you.
Thanks a lot.
Enjoy the rest of your day, Queen.
You too.
Bye, guys.
Bye, bye, bye. We'll try again tomorrow. Please remember, song one is Sabrina Carpenter, Espresso. Song two and the swap for song two will be an Ed Sheeran song. So verse yourself up and enter with the word golden in a WhatsApp to play tomorrow. 087-711-1038.
Check this out.
It's time for Fiona's final thoughts.
Let's go. Yes, welcome in. It is the part of the show where I get to talk about whatever I want, which critics have said is the most important part of the show, and I would tend to agree. And
our listenership at this time just goes through the roof.
Oh my God, everyone is switching over from news talk and being like, what is the word on the ground? And come here, I will tell you, I'm starting a petition. It's a very important petition. It is a petition to get the Aldi merch for Labubu's into Aldi Ireland. Okay, so what? Aldi in the US of A, in the United States of Trump's America, have brought out Labubu sized Aldi merch.
Okay.
They have, for the size of a small tiny Labubu, which you may know.
I actually feel like you need to stop talking about Labubus because all of a sudden you're too synonymous for my liking.
Really, me and Labu?
Yeah.
Me and Lahoohoo?
I mean,
I was nearly over them until these Aldi, these Labubu-sized bucket hats entered.
You'd imagine the person from marketing in Aldi who like 3 months ago, 4 months ago was like, get on this.
And now they finally got it off the ground.
Oh, by the way, Sinead, we actually just got that over the line. You're like, oh, it's too late.
It's like Labubus are over. Lahoo, they have like the bucket hat, of course, a little Aldi t-shirt, Aldi striped shirts, and an Aldi tote bag. And someone said, I need the tote bag. My Labubu is an eco warrior.
I would say that they're probably raging as well, because don't Lidl kind of have the
merch
clothing and the merch down?
Yeah.
You can't go to any Irish festival without seeing someone in their Lidl socks or sometimes the full kit as well.
The runners,
which
are
I don't
good.
Know why it's funny, but it just is.
It just works. Well, the blue, red, and yellow just look good together.
Yeah, I know. And like, I don't know people. Like, I'm like, I love Lidl. It's not a joke. But if I see someone at a festival top stone Lidl, I'm like, haha, he's good.
I'll be wearing the colours.
Yeah.
The colours of my county.
Aldi didn't get there quick enough, but they
not even
for the Labubus either.
I know, but so yeah, unfortunately looks like it's just in the States for the moment. I live in hope, and I hope you will join me. I'll be gathering signatures on Drury Street after the show.
The one thing, you know, the way Aldi and Lidl, don't they always copy each other? Do you know, isn't that kind of a thing with the old school rivalry? Actually be a great documentary to look into that and how it all kicked off. I'd definitely watch it.
And how Labubu was at the centre of it all. Demon lord.
The one thing that Aldi haven't done to compete with them is the bakery.
Oh, yeah.
And you can't really argue sometimes with the little bakery guys.
Oh, it's incredible. Oh, my God.
It's constantly so fresh.
Mm, so okay, fresh, it's famous.
Here is someone else. Ariana Grande.